This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening, I am Alan West, that is Tyler Turner. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown, sponsored by the Sportscast. Today is October 26, 2002. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Good, bro. How you doing?
Living the dream 1 hour at a time. And if you haven't, please subscribe to in all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, TV, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review to help us out tremendously. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscasts. You can also see us on the sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter, the Sportscast1. And check out our app, the Sportscast, on the iOS App Store. So, I'll just bite the bullet real quick. You kicked my butt last week. Congratulations, sir. It was going to happen sooner or later. We both knew that. Just waiting to see when it would happen, so.
I like how my video... What's my video doing? Do you see it flashing? Is it flashing, like, black?
I don't really...
Oh, yeah, it's flashing on here. Yeah, I did pretty good last week. I noticed the 2 weeks that I went more analytics-based over, like, hunches. I did my best, so maybe I'll just stick to analytics. Obviously, you go off your gut every week, and you beat me when we go gut to gut. I guess you have a better gut. But when I go analytics, I'm not going to lie, I usually get the better. So maybe I'll just
That was what I told you. Before, maybe we have you do analytics and me go with my gut and see what happens. Because
I'm gonna probably beat you, so maybe you should try to win and go a little more analytics. So then, because I'm telling you, the 2 weeks I go to analytics, I beat you.
That's true.
The only 2 weeks I've won. So what did you think of? So let's go through the games quickly. Syracuse versus Clemson. You picked Clemson to cover, to win, the over. I picked Syracuse. No, sorry. I also picked Clemson to win. I also picked Clemson to cover. I did go with the under. Mm-hmm. So neither one of us did amazing here because Clemson didn't cover. Clemson did win. Mm-hmm. Did you watch much of the game?
Honestly, I didn't. Like I told you on the weekend, I had been out with my daughter. We went and we got some chicken in Maryland that was an hour and a half away, then drove back. So the only thing we really listened to, I will be honest, was Ohio State and Iowa. We were curious about that game.
I'm sure you were. So I'll just to go into Syracuse Clemson. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a very good performance overall by Clemson at home. DJ Ugalale, I can never say his name, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He got benched because he had a couple turnovers. Honestly, Clemson turned the ball over a bunch. That really is what left Syracuse in the game. They were able to run the ball well enough in the end to score a couple times in the fourth quarter. But Syracuse had a chance. They had a ball with under a minute within the Clemson territory, and I think it's Garrett Schrader. He threw an interception, and that ended the game. Overall, pretty non-impressive performance by Clemson. I still every week I see Clemson, I just don't think they're amazing. I think if they were in a better conference, they would have already lost a game or two. And when I mean a better conference, I mean Big Ten, SEC, Pac-12, or Big 12. I honestly don't think Clemson's that good. And if you look at the advanced analytics, they don't love them either. I kind of want Clemson to lose a game because I don't really think they're a playoff team this year. I they have the good athletes on the defensive line. They have a very they can do some good things on defense, but on offense they're very predictable. There's not a lot of movement. DJ is fine if people are open. He doesn't really throw people open. He's a good runner, but they don't run him the best. I don't love their offensive scheme. I don't love the receivers on the outside. I don't love Clemson. I just don't. I just they're an okay team, but I don't think they. I don't want to see them in the playoff this year, to be honest with you.
So basically, safe to say that this year, compared to like the last maybe 4 or 5 years, there are more chinks in the armor that you wouldn't have noticed in the past few years.
Yeah, I just don't love them offensively more than anything. And yeah, DJU is not as good as Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson, who of course were two of the better quarterbacks in college football when they were in there. But Dabble's a good coach, and let's see if he can get them across the finish line undefeated. I think they're going to lose a game. I don't know when it is. Is it going to be Notre Dame when they go to Notre Dame? Is it going to be the ACC championship to a team like North Carolina? But I think that South Carolina last game of the season, there's a few games that I could see them losing. So I would kind of like to see them lose because I just don't think they're that good. I mean, they're not bad. I don't think they're a college football playoff team. I think they're more of 11-2 kind of team in any other conference.
Somewhat like a New Year's Bowl kind of team.
A New Year's Six Bowl? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're probably a New Year's Six Bowl team. I could see them being an ACC champion team. I don't think the ACC is very good. I think it's by far the worst conference this year in college football. Like, undeniably. I think you have two decent teams in Clemson and Wake Forest, and the rest suck. To be front, I just don't think it's a very good conference. So, because I don't think Syracuse is that good. They're undefeated. They were undefeated going into the Clemson game. I just don't think they're that good. So, game number two, BYU versus Liberty. We both got this right.
Yep.
We both
didn't get. I went the
over. Yeah. That got you this week. Your continued use of over, and every time when I hear betting, you shouldn't always go over. And you got bit by the over bug this week.
It got me this week.
Over and over and over. You're lucky UCLA got a garbage time touchdown, which they shouldn't.
That's true.
They would have gotten that. You would have gotten that one wrong too. What do you think?
Well, I mean, for this game, I mean, they just showed up, and you could tell by the end of the fourth quarter, like when you were listening to the commentators. They're just like, people, you don't understand how big this is for how this game is, how you just didn't see it. They were going to pull away. And, I mean, that was why when we all talked last week, when you guys were like, if Brewer doesn't play, if the other person doesn't play, I don't trust it. That's why I said, I don't care. I'm picking them no matter what. And so, I mean, it was I didn't expect it to be that much of a beatdown, but I was thankful that it was a good game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought if Brewer was going to play, I honestly was going to change my pick. But guess what? I decided not to because I'm like, this is the biggest game in Oregon, in Liberty history. And I just knew they're going to play. They're going to give it their best shot. Their crowd on their side, a great environment. And I knew they're going to come out there and they're going to play to the best of the talent that they had in the field. And BYU played a terrible game. They did not match the energy. They did not match the tempo. They did not match the physicality. And they got blown off the field. It wasn't even close. So quite an impressive victory by Liberty and Hugh Freeze. Honestly, they should be a top 25 team, if you want my opinion.
I agree with that.
I don't know why that run by DD,
that was incredible.
He's a nice player. He's a nice player.
Yes.
Great victory from alma mater. Probably the biggest victory in program history. Game number three, UCLA versus Oregon. Obviously, you picked UCLA to not just cover, mm-hmm. but to win. Mm-hmm. Now I'll give you a chance here, but I'm skeptical. But okay, so your opinion of this game?
They didn't show up, and Oregon just took them to the woodshed and made them understand. Hey, in the words of you, Tyler, you said, when they come into our house, unless they do perfect, they're going to lose. And they didn't.
Okay. So when you say, because you said that online, you said their defense didn't show up. And you said it right now. What do you mean exactly?
I mean that they couldn't stop Oregon. And it just, I expected them to do better as a team overall. And just like how Liberty beat BYU with those conditions, same for Oregon.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
BYU didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
BYU played a horrible game. Turnovers, penalties, missed tackles, lack of physicality. That is quintessential, a team that literally wasn't there mentally and physically. I 100% disagree with you on this one.
Okay.
UCLA came to play. UCLA only committed one turnover. UCLA didn't have a bunch of penalties. UCLA didn't have a bunch of missed tackles. UCLA tried to be physical on both sides of the ball. Oregon was just better. Like, literally, Oregon just was better. They were better. I knew that the home field advantage, but I, like, to the point where people are now, like, really talking about Oregon, is Oregon is just good. If you've seen Oregon outside of the Georgia game, they're just good. They have a good quarterback. They have an offensive line that's allowed one sack the entire year. That's, like, remarkable. They have three running backs who have multiple 100-yard games. They have maybe the best wide receiver in the Pac-12. They have one of the best tight ends in the Pac-12. Their offense is just hands down. They have scored on 24 of 25 possessions at home in the first three quarters. That means outside of one possession at home this year, they have scored. They're just a really – and I've watched Oregon – so I've been an Oregon fan for a decade. I've watched every single Oregon for the last 6 years. I've never missed one Oregon game.
Okay.
And with Justin Herbert and, you know, they've – and other years, the year that they won the Rose Bowl, they finished in the top five. But the offense and stuff was never really – they would be good at times, but extremely inconsistent. Honestly, the 2019 team that won the Pac-12 and the Rose Bowl was better on the defensive side. They wouldn't have won the Pac-12 or the Rose Bowl without their defense being pretty good. But this Oregon team is more like the Oregon teams of a decade ago. They have a super dynamic offense. They have really good quarterback play. They have a lot of explosive athletes at the skill position. And they're really well coached on offense. They're schematically really good. Actually, these teams have a better offensive line. Like, the one problem with the teams back a decade ago was their offensive line play would come back to hurt them when they played the bigger teams in the Big Ten and the SEC. Like, when they played Auburn for the national title, when they played Ohio State for the national title, their lack of offensive line talent came back to haunt them. This year's offensive line is good. The only thing that just mystifies me right now was that horrible outing versus Georgia. Oregon didn't show up that game. There's another example. Now, do I think Georgia probably still has better people? Yes, I do. But literally, Oregon didn't show up. Penalties and turnovers, 29 missed tackles. That's not showing up. They haven't looked like that again this year. Now, their defense – now, I do want one caveat. Oregon's defense is okay. Oregon's defense is okay. It's not great. So the Oregon defense, that's the one thing that I'm saying. Like, a team that with like Ohio State or something, if they played Oregon, they would score a lot of points on Oregon. But it's Oregon's offense that doesn't look like it has – for a long time, including the Georgia game. And it's Oregon's offense that, if they did play a team like Ohio State, would score a lot of points on Ohio State, because they just have a good offense. It's well coached, and they have some really talented players. I mean, they have all Pac-12, All-American level players at pretty much every level: running back, wide receiver, quarterback, and offensive line. So, I'm just going to disagree with your assessment there. To say UCLA didn't show up, they didn't show up. They would have way more missed tackles. They would have been way less proficient on offense. They would have had way more penalties. They would have way more turnovers. They would have looked like they didn't show up. They did show up. They just weren't as good. I don't think UCLA can beat Oregon unless Oregon plays a bad game, because I think Oregon does everything that UCLA can do, but they're just better. They just have better players, and it is what it is. But I think UCLA is a good team. I think UCLA might not lose another game this year until the Pac-12 championship, when they probably play Oregon in, and they probably lose again because Oregon has better players, unless Oregon plays a bad game and turns the ball over, which can always happen. So that's my one disagreement with that assessment. I would not say that UCLA did not show up.
Did it feel pretty good, though, to beat Chip Kelly?
Yeah. I mean, they've beaten Chip Kelly every time they played him. But this is the first time they beat Chip Kelly and actually played like Chip Kelly. Like, Oregon's offense is way more like it used to be. Like, I like watching Oregon play this year. I've honestly not liked Oregon, watched Oregon play the last 6 years. I was like, I ride and die. If I pick a team, I ride and die with them until they die. And I hated watching them. I'm like, these games are boring. Game number four, let's just go quickly because we're going to end up having not get through the games this week. Mississippi versus LSU. Any comments on that?
No.
Okay. LSU beat them really good. LSU looked pretty good. LSU's not bad. Honestly, LSU's a pretty good team. They're another team that, you know, they had that bad loss to Tennessee. They really played bad that game. But other than that, LSU's not bad. Brian Kelly's a pretty good coach. So they play Alabama in 2 weeks at LSU. I'm telling you, I don't know LSU's not bad. Jaden Daniels is playing well. They are opportunistic on defense. They have some explosive wide receivers. LSU's not bad.
Not bad. They did lose to Florida State, though, correct?
They did, but remember they came back and they missed the game tying extra point. And in the second half, they played a really bad first half. They outplayed Florida State in the second half and almost came back and won it. They really had a bad first half. But then other than that first half against Florida State and the Tennessee game, they've actually been a pretty good team. Like, I mean, because LSU's been pretty bad the last 2 years, right? Under Ogeron. Yep. I think they look significantly better. I don't think they're a bad team. I wouldn't be shocked if they beat Alabama. I really wouldn't. Mississippi State versus Alabama. I think we both got this right. Even though, did you say over on this? I think you did.
I believe I did.
Yeah. That was a real under. You know, Alabama offensively, I don't know. I don't know what's up with them. But defensively, they played a really good game. They came back and they shut down Mississippi State. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, real quick, was it Old Miss that played LSU?
Yeah.
Okay, because you had said Mississippi State, so I just want to make sure we make sure for which teams played which. That's all.
Oh, I said Old Miss. Oh, I said Mississippi State.
I said Mississippi State played LSU, so that was why I wanted to make sure. But yeah, no, Alabama. I was watching some of that game, and the defense, their defense definitely came to play. I mean, the offense, Bryce Young's trying. I think he's still trying to get over his injury. That, and when he was running around in that game, a few times when he was running out of bounds or he was trying to run to get first down, he was taking a lot of hits. I'm wondering how that's going to be for the rest of the year, just because if he's going to make himself that vulnerable to getting hit? Because it seems right now like his offensive line is a big liability.
Bryce Young?
Yes.
Texas versus Oklahoma State. I actually accidentally skipped that game. Did you see that game?
I did watch some of it. I mean, Oklahoma State, they – I thought it was going to be more of a blowout, but it's still – it was a pretty good game. It wasn't the best game I've seen that in Quinn Ewers. He's struggling a little bit now since he came back.
Honestly, I thought the offenses for both teams played pretty well. It was definitely a shootout. It was a high scoring game. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a pretty good game. It was a really close game. Both teams are Texas looks pretty good. I mean, they look pretty good in a lot of areas. They just don't finish. They're 5-3. I mean, they look better than that. Advanced analytics have them in the top 10. If you look at like FPI and F plus and SP plus, they all really like Texas. And I see the talent. You got Quinn Ewers, you got Bijan Robinson, you got Xavier Worthy, you got a good defensive line, but they don't win. I don't know. They lose too many games. So it's hard to get too excited about Texas. I think they're going to upset a team like TCU here or something like that, but I don't know. So that's my opinion on it. Kansas State versus TCU. I think we both did pretty well. Okay, I picked TCU. You guys actually picked Kansas State.
Yep.
So I did good here.
Yep.
It didn't look like I was going to do good. Everything in my gut that I thought was going to happen happened. But then their starting quarterback and backup quarterback got hurt, and they couldn't score again. And then TCU was able to chip away and come back and win. So, do you have any thoughts there?
Once I saw TCU score the touchdown at the end of the first half, I knew it was over. I was like, all right, they're coming back. As much as I did want them to, I could just see that Kansas State, unfortunately, they weren't going to be able to mount really any offense. TCU was going to come back and win the game. It was frustrating, but Kansas State, they did try to hang in there, which you got to give them credit for that. But TCU turned out to be the better team at the end.
Yeah, I mean, they did win and they came back. But Kansas State literally lost their starting quarterback and backup quarterback. I'm not going to give TCU that much credit in this game. They won, but TCU is going to lose here. They're going to lose a game or two, and it might be this weekend, because I think they're going to lose that game if those injuries didn't happen. I think it was kind of bad luck for Kansas State. Kansas State looked way more inspired. We're playing way more clean. We're more physical. And then those injuries happened, and they just couldn't do anything offensively. And eventually TCU was able to do some nice things. So I just don't want to give too much credit to TCU in that one, because honestly, losing your top two quarterbacks in college football – good luck having your third-string quarterback keep you ahead. This week, Ohio State versus Penn State, over under 61, Ohio State by 15.5. Where do you go here?
I'm taking my Bucks. I am taking the over in this game, and I'm taking that they're going to cover.
Gotcha. So I'm going to agree with you on one thing. I'm going to look at my stuff here. That's right. I have it both on the same thing.
Darn okay, it. Good.
I am going to agree with you on the winner, Ohio State. But James Franklin, 6 of the 8 times, has covered the spread with Ohio State. It's at Happy Valley. It is going to be a ruckus crowd. I do think Penn State plays as good a game as they can. Therefore, I have this being a 35-24, maybe a 38-24 type victory. I think that the three scores is just a little much. So I'm going to go Penn State covers And I got to settle on something, right? 38-24. I will go, man, it lands right around that over-under. I'll go over. I'll go over. I'll go 38-28. Ohio State. So cover by Penn State, Ohio State with the win and the over.
Okay. Every game that Ohio State this year has played, they have scored, other than Notre Dame, they have scored over 50 points. And so last week against Iowa, we thought that was going to be a closer game. And come the second half, Iowa was unable to stop them and didn't look good in the beginning. Because I don't know if you watched that game or listened to that game. So I think it's going to be a game where it is going to be a true smash-mouth game for them. But I think that C.J. Stroud, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jackson Smith and Jake Whiffy plays, Mayan Williams and Trayvon Henderson. I think that between the offense and the other weapons that have mentioned on offense, I think that they're going to be the difference against Penn State. I think that their offense is going to overwhelm Penn State's defense.
Here's a couple of counter arguments. Penn State has the number 11 defense as far as efficiency, and outside of Michigan, their defense has played very well. Their two bad games that they've had were against Purdue, and not as good of games were against Purdue and Michigan. They're both on the road. So this is a team, Penn State defense at home. Defense normally plays better at home because you feed off of the energy. It's going to be it's one of the biggest stadiums in college football. It's going to be a big, loud crowd. I think their defense is going to play better, and that's why I'm even tempted. I'm going with the over, and there's a part of me that says that's not the good decision. I actually feel more of like a 31-24 type victory. I actually think Penn State's going to force a couple turnovers. I do, and there's enough good players in the Penn State defense that I don't think – I know Ohio State scored more than 50 points. They're not going to – I would be very shocked if they scored more than 40 in this game. Penn State has good defense. I trust Penn State's defense a lot more than their offense. Yes. Like I'm having them score 28 points on offense, and I'm like, yeah, do I really feel like that? I'm just gathering that their defense maybe forces a turnover and gives them some short fields. But I like Penn State on defense more than their offense, so especially at home. Game number two, Notre Dame versus Syracuse, 47.5. Syracuse by 2.5. It's at Syracuse, by the way. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take Notre Dame, but I think it's going to be under. I do think they're going to cover, but I think that they're going to show up and they're going to give Syracuse all they can handle. Because even though Syracuse did lose against Clemson, I think that Notre Dame, some of their offensive packages that they have, I think is going to work against Syracuse. And I think that they're going to pull out the win.
Yeah, I'm actually going to agree with you here. Actually, I was supposed to go first, my bad. But I do think Syracuse wins. So sorry, I think Notre Dame wins. I just don't think the ACC is very good. I think it's the worst conference in college football. I don't think Notre Dame's great. Obviously, they've lost to Marshall and Stanford. But I think this game, they are going to play better. I don't think it's going to be a super high offensive game. This over-under is pretty low, though. I think a 28-21 type victory, which actually goes over. So I have Notre Dame winning. Obviously, Syracuse is a slight favorite. So I have. Let's see what the advanced analytics say on this one.
What do the wise guys say?
What do the smart asses say? It says. And where is my thing at? Hold on a second here. If I can find it, Okay, is this it? It says at what time this came at 3:30. Okay. Okay, dude. I for some reason cannot. Oh, here it is. I think this is it. Syracuse versus Notre Dame. Okay. They have it. They actually have the one I'm looking at SP Plus. They actually have Syracuse winning. So it is around that 27-23, 28-21. It is right around that over-under. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm going to go the over, but I think Notre Dame wins. Game number – next one. Okay, so it's a not as good a week. So I just mm-hmm. took my team from the Pac-12. There's not really that good of games in the Pac-12. So I just did Notre Dame versus Cal because why the heck not? Over under 59, Oregon by 17. And once again, this is Oregon at Cal. So it's at Cal, not at Oregon. So over under 59, Oregon by 17. I'm going to take this one because I gave you the last one. The advanced analytics actually kind of favor Oregon to cover in this game. And you know, I hate to do this. This is weird to me, but they've never played Cal that well. But then in the past years, and it's a new staff, and the offenses look totally different. So I'm probably going to go back and eat my words. Something about this game makes me think that Oregon will win, but it'll be just maybe not as smooth a game. Cal will do enough. Justin Wilcox is a good defensive coach. They will sell out to run where they have to pass. They will throw the game plan off enough that I just see this kind of being a 34-21 type kind of game. Well, 34-21, they don't cover, right? So I actually don't think I'm going to have Oregon covering. And I, you know what, if I end up eating my words on this, because actually the advanced analytics are telling me to say Oregon covers. But I just know how Cal plays. Oregon just came off this really high of playing the game of the week in college football at home. Have to go on the road in kind of this sleepy Berkeley environment. I just can see it being a little bit of a weird start. And they win, and they eventually just have way better people. And Cal really does not have a good offense. This is not a good offense. They can not throw at all. They can run a little bit with one guy, but their offensive line's terrible. They can't block their offensive line can't block on the run game. They definitely can't block in the pass game. The quarterback's literally running for their life. He's been injured a few times. They have one wide receiver that's good. The rest aren't any good. This is not a very good Cal team. So I, you know what, I really don't like them doing this. I just for some reason can see it. I think that they cover, but I think Oregon wins outright, and I'm going to go with the under here.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. I will pick Oregon. I'm gonna pick over, and I'll pick that they cover. We'll see what happens though.
You're an Oregon believer now.
Well, when I went back and I was watching some of the stuff from the game last week, their talent's too good to pass up. And I mean, Nick's only getting sacked once the whole year. I mean, that's impressive.
I'm probably going to live to regret that I did not pick my team to cover. That's probably bad of me. Whatever. Sometimes you just got to go. Okay, Oklahoma State versus Kansas State, over under 56. This was a pick'em. It actually moved to Kansas State by one. The reason why I'm thinking it moved is because I heard that maybe both quarterbacks, at least one, will play this weekend. So Kansas State's first two quarterbacks are pretty good. They're actually pretty even. Adrian Martinez and Howard. I guess I'll go because I gave you the first two. And so this one, like when you look at advanced analytics, it's literally a tied game.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally a 50-50 game. It's kind of nuts. It does land in the under. Because Kansas State plays pretty good defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kansas State comes back having lost that game, and I think they end up getting a close victory here. Oklahoma State has had a couple really tough games in a row. They lost a tough game to TCU. They won a tough game over Texas. I think they end up losing this game. It's close. I think it's 31-28. I'm actually going to go over here, which is opposite. So I'm not really going with the analytics this week. I'm going to go on my own. And then I'm probably going to lose. But I'm going to go with Kansas State winning.
Okay.
And they cover because the 1 point cover. So they win by three, they cover.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick Oklahoma State in the over. Because even though they had one of their big play safeties get hurt making the huge interception last week, I still think that their defense is going to step up.
Like it has all year.
Yeah, I mean, they've stayed close in almost every game they've been in. It hasn't really been a blowout games.
Because of the offense. I mean, no, actually, the efficiency says that Oklahoma State's defense isn't terrible. So. Game number five, Florida versus Georgia. Over under 56.5. Georgia by 22.5. So it's at a neutral site. It's the world's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville. Yep. Over under 56.5. Georgia by 22.5. So they're really calling this kind of a 39-17 victory.
All right. So for me.
Yeah. What do you think about this?
I think Georgia's going to go over. I don't think they're going to cover.
You think the game goes over?
I do think the game goes over, but I don't think they're gonna blow out Florida that bad just because how they were against Missouri, how that game was very close. I think it's gonna be a close game for them. I think it's gonna be more of a shootout, but I don't think it's gonna be the blowout like say it happened earlier in the year against certain teams.
Oregon. You know what? I do think that the lines that spread's a little much for me. And advanced analytics say it shouldn't be that big a spread. It's more in the 17-19 range. So I'm going to go over. I'm actually going to agree with you here. I'm going to go over Georgia victory outright, but yeah, I don't think they cover. I think that's too much. I think it should be more like a 16-17 point spread, not 22. It's a little much. Kentucky versus Tennessee, over under 63.5. Tennessee by 12.5. I looked at a couple different metrics here. And then I'm going with a gut a little bit. Tennessee plays Georgia next week. That might be the biggest game in college football this season. It's like number one versus number three. I don't like this spot for Tennessee. It is at home, which makes it – if this was at Kentucky, I really wouldn't like this spot. Mm-hmm. But a team that play, but Kentucky plays good defense. And good defenses travel. I'm not going to pick the outright win, but I'm going to kind of pick an ugly victory by Tennessee. What's over under 63.5? I'm going under. When I'm talking about ugly victory, I'm talking about like 28-24 type victory. So I'm way going under. I'm definitely having Kentucky cover, and I am going to go Tennessee outright because I just don't think Kentucky has good offense. I don't. I'm just don't think they have a good offense. So you go ahead.
All right. Well, for me, I'm going to pick Tennessee like you. But I'm going to pick over and they cover just because even with Kentucky having a pretty decent defense, I think with the weapons that Hernan Hooker has, I think that just like how they showed up against Alabama, I think they're going to show up against Kentucky. And with them being at home as well, I think that it's going to be let's see. You said the spread was how many points?
12 and a half.
So I will say it's going to be more of a, let's say 42 to 30. Actually, no, 42 to 28.
I just think I'm going to give, so Kentucky right now, currently, I'm looking at their, they have the number 7 defense. I just don't see them giving up 42 points. Number 7 defense in the country. And with Tennessee having to look ahead to Georgia, which they are, there's going to be an element of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just a spot where I really don't see them scoring as many points. And I know Tennessee has a really good offense. And if Kentucky had a better offense, like I think I'd pick up the straight-up upset here. But they all don't. Right. And it is at Tennessee, too. So,
can I give you a compendium of something that happened last weekend for Ohio State? Iowa had only given up 53 points all year. Against Ohio State, they gave up 54.
Iowa has no offense.
No, but they have a very good defense.
They have a good defense, too. That's nothing. They have, I wouldn't say very good. But they have no. I'm gonna try to look at where Iowa is rated when it comes to offense. Iowa's offense is the 128th offense in college football. There is blind, deaf, and dumb schools that could have that. You are right. Actually, they have the number 2 defense. So you actually are right. They do have a very good defense. That offense is terrible. Just, it's a disgrace. Like, why that guy is not fired? Honestly, if he doesn't fire his son, he should be fired. And I like Kirk LaFrance, and he's done a great job. But if he doesn't fire, his son cannot coach. The guy sucks royal.
Fair enough. Brian,
128. I mean, I know they don't have the best talent, but that's pathetic.
It was a tough game for them. I will give you that. It was a very tough game.
What's Ohio State rank in defense?
I want to say they're
6. 6.
Jim Knowles, coordinator made a huge difference this year.
Yeah, I think Penn State's going to struggle to score on them. I really do. That's why I'm wondering if that over, I should go under there. And I know Ohio State is the best offense, but there's something about Penn State at home. They have a top 10 level defense at home. I'm going to go under that game.
Okay.
I'm going to go with my guy. I think it's going to be a 31-21, 31-24 type victory. Yeah, I'm going to switch on that. I just feel the under on that. You get that feeling deep inside your soul where you're just can't. I just feel like all this, like Penn State's able to do enough, but I don't like Penn State's offense. So, and I think Ohio State is a better defense than they get credit for. So, I think they're gonna slow. Yeah, I think it's just not gonna be that high scoring a game. If I'm going 38-28, it's like I'm thinking the Penn State defense doesn't play as well as they should, and their offense plays a lot better than they should. And I just don't know if I see their defense playing as bad as it did against Michigan, the only game that was bad. And I just don't think that offense is just not that good. Even at home, it's been at times okay. So. Yeah, I'm gonna change on that. That's probably the only thing I'm gonna change on. So don't be getting your hopes up there.
Oh no. But well, let's go through two things real quick, okay, sir?
Let's go. I believe
next week they should do their first playoff predictions.
Yep.
So what four teams would you put in right now?
At this time, who are my four top teams? Who did I put up for my four top teams right now? Well, you know, I maybe shouldn't do that like that, because I'd go with who have the best resumes, along with who's the best. Who do I think has the best resumes and who's the best teams? Number one, Georgia is the best victory. They killed Oregon, who's a top 10 team. So, and they're undefeated. So that's number one. I'm going to go Ohio State. Like, as of today, Ohio State's resume is not good, but they clearly look like one of the best teams, undeniably. But then if they beat Ohio Penn State, then they have a good victory. So I'm going to go Ohio State too. Number three, I'm going to have to go Tennessee, because Tennessee would have a victory over Alabama, over Kentucky. Who else have a victory? Oh, LSU. That's a pretty good resume. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they're as good as Ohio State. But my goodness, that resume is a lot better. I'm going to go Tennessee two. I'm going to go Ohio State three. No, they're going to say Ohio State's better. I'm going to go two Ohio State, three Tennessee, and four. Clemson has victory, but I don't think North Carolina State's a top 25 team. I know they're in the AP, but I don't think they are. They have a good victory over Wake Forest. I have Syracuse losing, so I don't think Syracuse will be in probably the top 25 come next week. And Clemson's doesn't look that great. Michigan's look very good, but Michigan only has one quality victory over Penn State, who I think Penn State will lose this week, so they'll be down further in the rankings. But Michigan looks pretty good. And then you got Alabama. But who's Alabama's quality win? Do they have a top 25 win? And they lost to Tennessee. And then you go to TCU. I mean, TCU did beat Oklahoma State. I have them. They beat Kansas State. And if Kansas State beats Oklahoma State this weekend, then that's two top 25 victories. So that's two top 25 victories for TCU. But I don't think TCU is – oh, my goodness, man. I don't know. Who would you take for number four?
I would choose between probably Michigan, TCU, Oregon, or Alabama, honestly, because whoever wins this week, one of those teams out of the four of them is definitely going to be the fourth team. I mean, Michigan plays Michigan State, and that's not going to really help them in the resume, because Michigan State this year sucks. Alabama, I mean, they, like you said, they lost to Tennessee, and some of their games were close when Bryce Young was out, and so even with him being back, it's still some of those games have been a little too close for comfort. Michigan,
yeah, good.
Michigan, the only reason why they've been was because their running backs have been able to pick up the slack that the quarterbacks haven't been able to do for the offense. And, well, Oregon's been Oregon. So right now, until I see anything better, I would probably put Oregon. And here's why. Because if Georgia – well, hear me out. If Georgia's number one, other than Oregon's hiccup against Georgia, they've not only stood up, they've taken on any team, and sometimes it's been close, sometimes it hasn't, but they've won every game. And it's also turned Bo Nix into a Heisman contender.
And Oregon's my team, so and Oregon has actually the best victory of all those by beating UCLA, who's a top 15 team. But they have, if I was gonna pick, Oregon would beat Clemson. I'm pretty sure Oregon would beat TCU. I'm almost sure. I think Oregon versus Michigan, that's a good game. That's a darn good game. And Oregon could beat Alabama. It'd be a good game. But they have a 46-point loss. And Heather Dinich picked Oregon today. And I think a lot of people are looking at Oregon. They're like, man, take away the Georgia game, and you're right. Mm-hmm. They have a good – one of the best victories over UCLA, where they won by a lot, and they've dominated every team. And so, yeah, I mean, it's not even because of my team. I actually just think they're probably maybe in that. But mm-hmm. I wouldn't because of the loss. I'd put them at 8 or 9 right now.
Okay.
I would probably, if I had to pick one, I would pick Michigan.
So I figured you'd say.
Oh, because when I said, oh, Michigan, because Michigan plays good defense. They did beat Penn State. They did beat a decent Maryland team. They have a very good run game. I think Jim Harbaugh is one of the. They have a good coach staff. I think Michigan's pretty good. I don't think they beat Ohio State, but I think Michigan's 11-1 type team. So I think they're pretty good. So I'll take Michigan.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, basically, my playoff would be basically the same thing because it would be Georgia. It would be Ohio State, would be Tennessee, and it would be Michigan, only because right now we're going to see how it goes, just because the SEC championship, the rivalry game, and the Big Ten championship are going to make a difference for those rankings, and we're going to see if anyone from either the ACC, the Pac-12, or the Big 12 is able to show up and show, and that's going to be the main thing. So... Yeah. Last main thing, Heisman contenders. Yep, we will see. So we got C.J. Stroud, Bo Nix, Hendon Hooker. Who you got?
Oh, right now, who would win the Heisman?
Yep.
Oh, they'd give it to Stroud.
But I think that'd be between those three right now, just with how they've been going. And then you know that you would probably have the one linebacker from Alabama, Bryce Young. But I think between those three, they've been the three that have been the most consistent and shown up and just made the plays when they've needed.
I wouldn't sleep on Blake Corum either.
That's true. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep on him.
He's kept Michigan. If
Michigan finishes 12-0 and beats Ohio State and wins the Big Ten title, I don't know what's guaranteed. Blake Corum makes the Heisman. He might win it. In the scenario, that specific scenario where they beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten championship, Blake Corum might be the first running back to win it in, what, a decade?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but other than that, probably – I mean, if Hendon Hooker finishes 13-0 and wins the SEC title, I mean, it'd be tough to not give it to him. But I don't think he does.
Okay.
I don't think they beat Georgia. So.
Yeah, I mean, right now, the way that this feels like, it kind of feels like the Heisman race that Andrew Luck and RG3 had. Kind of give me vibes of that a little bit. So I'm not saying that's how it's going to end the year, but that's just how it feels right now. And any other things you can think about that we haven't brought up this week?
No, I just think it's been a great season so far. I had a great weekend last week. Liberty and Oregon wins easily. Like, it wasn't even like nail biters.
Mm-hmm.
It was like boom, like easy wins. Like third quarter, the games were done.
That Liberty game.
Liberty was way ahead, and Oregon, like UCLA, scored a garbage time touchdown that made it even. I mean, Oregon was ahead by 3 scores pretty much the whole third quarter. So, and you just, you know, when a team's not stopping another team every time they get the ball, you're like, well, I don't, how are they going to lose? They're going to die all of a sudden. It was just, it was like by the third quarter, both games. And then I was watching the Liberty game and it was like, BYU's just, they're not going to win. They're just not there. And Liberty is inspired and playing physical and executing. No, by the third quarter, literally, it was like the most chill. I was like, well, yeah, Alan, you, how are you watching these games? Because I knew that they were, it was just, and they didn't change much, right? Mm-hmm. Like the game stayed the same because I was looking at them. I'm like, these teams aren't going to beat, like, UCLA and BYU aren't. They're just not coming back.
Yeah, I just gotten home. I turned them on and I was flipping back and forth through them because I was trying to see. I was still had a little bit of hope for UCLA, but also I just wanted to see Liberty put the finishing touches on the win against BYU because that was something that, well, it's like Dr. Falwell had picked it so long ago that we would be able to have them come and we would win that. And apparently Junior was at the game.
Was he sober? I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, it was him and Becky were both there. So, I mean, I'll leave those extra comments to a minimum this time. But at least he was there so that he could see the prediction that his father made. That and how, I don't know if you saw what Jonathan wrote after the game ended. How they said that my father, he's not alive, but he already predicted this. He knew this would happen. He called it before anyone did.
And Jonathan is, honestly, Jonathan's been a class act, and he's been a great leader for the church, and he's a campus pastor and stuff. So, and I love everything that Liberty stands for. It still is a university that does really present the gospel to people, and you pushes like traditional values, and has a standard, I appreciate them for not just like giving me a opportunity to play college football, but also for what the university stands for. I have my opinions on Jerry Falwell Jr., but I will leave it to that one snarky remark.
Fair enough. We both have opinions for that. We will leave them alone. But the main thing is they did have a heck of a game. They did pull out the win, and we'll see what happens. Now, Tyler, if we were trying to get a hold of you outside of here, how would we get a hold of you, sir?
At the TurnerCast on Twitter.
All right. For me, as you saw, I did reinstall Twitter and turn it back on, so you could get a hold of me at Alan F. West on Twitter or alan.west.46 on Instagram. And that was definitely something we both enjoyed. And we had our buddy on last week, and it was Chris was on No Core, I want to say.
Trolled him too. I mean, I was going to troll you guys. I was going to troll you guys with that Liberty one. I mean, not Liberty. Yeah. No, because we're all on the same page with Liberty. Oh, yeah. With the Oregon.
Yep. And I actually signed on the next morning, so I could let you troll me.
Wait, two things. I'd seen them play a lot, and it was Altson Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, playing this well at Altson, I'm like, I literally, when you guys said that, I'm like, I'm going to win that one. You ever have that? Like, when I do some of these predictions, I don't feel like, I'm like, maybe, I'm like, I hope, I fingers crossed, but then I'm like, really, guys? I'm like, okay, thank you.
Saw the look in your eyes when we said that, and you were just like, okay, I got this.
Do it again for Utah. You guys are going to do it again, and then Oregon's going to play a dump game and lose or get not cover.
We'll see. Maybe I do. We'll see what happens. That's a little bit to go, though. We got a little ways to go for that.
Unfortunately,
so.
I probably won't do it to your team, Ohio State, even though I want to. But I'm not going to just do it. I'm not going to just do it out of spite. I mean, I think they're going to win the national title, so probably not going to pick them to lose. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what happens. But you can always follow us on Twitter at the SportsCast1. Visit on the SportsCast, our website, thesportscast.net. Make sure to check out our socials at the week. This is Alan West. That is Tyler Turner. This has been the Top 25 Rundown. Have a good night.